Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For you, conversation for you, things that you've never heard before in your life, right inside our heads, to pass along the heads of Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner.
The fine has been set high,
and it's fine and dandy. Our heads are fine and dandy. Welcome into our program, Thursday, December the 8th. Yep, we're beyond December 7th. Lots of people spend a lot of time, as well they should, thinking about and working through some of the things that may have happened to their family. I know every year on December 7th, when we talk about it on the air, I go back to my uncle, for whom I was named, who is the commander of the Wahoo submarine that sunk more Japanese tonnage than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet first half of the war, and then he was lost off the Sakhalin Islands north of Japan in 1943. The idea of the Japanese and how dare they, the anger that comes over a lot of people, and I think it's appropriate anger, but yet there's another side to it, and I'm not sure I've ever told this story on the air, but I think that it bears some thought, given what I've said about the anger that comes over all the members of my family that know the story and have a connection to me with my name to him. And that is when the Russians knew that the sub was sunk. The Sakhalin Islands are the bridge sort of between Japan, northern Japan, and Russia. And the sub was sunk in Russian waters. It's only down about 800 feet. And so the Russians knew that sub had been there for a long time, like 70 years or something, before they said anything to American authorities. And during the time when Reagan was president and Mikhail Gorbachev was running Russia, lots of things happened that were sort of, I think they used the word détente. Remember that word, Jay? Have you ever heard that word, détente?
No.
And, well, anyway, so this was the period when the Russians and the United States were getting along. It was the end of the Cold War, that sort of thing. So the Russians let loose with lots of information, including the whereabouts of the sub. So when the Navy found out about it and the government found out about it, they first were going to raise the sub and bring it back to Pearl. But they asked the family, my cousins, and the wife, well, actually the wife of Dudley, the kid's mother, had died. So there was just the kids were asked by the Department of the Navy, what do you think we should do with the submarine? And they all agreed that it should stay right where it is. So they decided to have was sort of an honorarium. I guess there was a celebration or a ceremony. I don't know how much they celebrated, but the ceremony included members of the family. I was invited, but I couldn't go. But there were, I don't know, 30, 40 people that were on the deck of a destroyer that was named after the USS Morton, was named after my uncle. And they sent the ship over to the location where the submarine was resting. And they brought not only dignitaries, members of the family, but the captain of the Japanese ship that sunk, think about this, that sunk the submarine was on that ship. He was an old guy by that time. He was in his 80s.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
They found him. And they brought him to the Morton, to the ceremony, acknowledging. Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of tears shared all the way around. I've seen some video of it. And so every year when I start to get angry about the Japanese and how aggressive they were and what a mess they made of that part of the world, or much of the world, between the Germans and the Japanese, then I think about how that whole thing, how it matured. Now, there could still be, maybe it's appropriate, I mean, the situation that existed then is not the situation that exists now. We get along pretty well with the Japanese, and we should. They should get along. They should love us, because we rebuilt their country for them pretty much like lock, stock, and barrel, and made them a factor in the economy. Remember how things about that time, before the Chinese stuff started rolling in, many things, cheap stuff, was made in Japan, and that's what got their economy going again. The fact, though, that this captain was on the ship and acknowledged, yes, that, you know, I mean, they found him, so he had to, they knew historically what had happened. But you think about that sort of thing and wonder if that isn't a good example of how we might all, after we learn our lessons, get along. You know what I mean? It just seems mm-hmm. like something we all ought to have in our minds.
And it's also a good note regarding cancel culture that there's no opportunity for growth. There's no acceptance that people can change.
Yeah, right. All right, so we are here to share and listen to you and get your feedback. Social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter. Good Day On Air is always the thing I have to remember. 25 people suspected of plotting to overthrow the German government. Remember, we were talking about this yesterday?
Mm.
Were arrested in raids involving thousands of police all across Germany. 24 officers, along with others, are being investigated in relation to this scheme. The prosecutors in Germany say that this group, as members of what they call the Reichsbürger movement. Doesn't that sound just like Reichs? The Reich, Third Reich, was the Hitler's thing. It was the Third Reich. So this is an offshoot of that thinking, the Reichsbürger movement, in association with lots of others that say after World War II, every government Germany has had has been illegitimate. And they disclaim the war and how the Americans and the Europeans, you know, killed a legitimate government that was doing what governments do. And I thought that was that's an interesting way of looking at it. It did do what a lot of other governments have done. That is be pretty aggressive. You go back to the history of man. Oh, way, way, way back. There's an interesting thing. It was on PBS last night I saw. I watched for a few minutes. And the reason I was attracted to it is because it was about an area of England that I know very well, where Stonehenge is and where, described the trip that I had there once. There's a direct line north to south, or actually northeast to southwest, that contains lots and lots of stories and experiences that were built around. There was Stonehenge is the best or most well-known of all of these places, but there are other places up and down the line where the Druids and others fought in Britain during that time period, which is 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years ago.
That would have been amazing to go visit, because I just feel like the energy, the history is palpable as soon as you step on those lands.
Yeah, but the aggressiveness, the bellicose nature of the people who lived at that time. I mean, the history of our planet really is a history of people not getting along, a history of war, a history of aggression. That's what the human, not the history necessarily of the planet, but I mean, you look at how animals have survived. They survived by killing other animals and eating them. So the whole existence of all the species on this planet that have blood, not plants and trees and stuff, but the blood that runs through our veins, seems to be something that it's pretty connective, it's pretty aggressive. Anyway, so I find that this is these Germans, my God. And we've got some of them over here. There are some people who are sympathizers to this group, you know it, and many of them are attached to January 6th. Interestingly enough, take a deep breath, Doug.
It's a lot.
It is. It is. All right. So here's a story from Florida. The 80-foot object discovered by beachgoers has prompted an investigation. Seems to have been a mystery of sorts. It was something strange sticking out of the sand in the on the beach in Volusia County, which is Daytona Beach, down in that area. It was an 80-foot wooden object, wooden and metal. And apparently it was a it's a part of a boat that was somehow shipwrecked, probably on a hurricane, 200-plus years ago. So you think about this. There's a spokesperson for the county who said officials were unsure of what they had on their hands, but they brought in maritime archaeologist Chuck Mead yesterday, and he said he looked at the object and said it's a shipwreck. It goes back to the early 1800s. This mystery, it's not there one day, and it's there the next day. That's called erosion, right? Beach erosion. So I guess it's good that they've sort of straightened that all out. Good for them. Good, good, good. All right, here's something that I would like you to think about. Those of you who are trying to find the very best gift for the woman in your life, how about a soft, silky, natural, nude pajama from Pajama Gimme? Are they, pajamas are plural? Why? Because you only wear one. There's supposed to be, this refers to naturally nude pajamas, but there's only one pajama. Anyway, well,
you can buy multiples.
Yes, you can. Naturally nude pajamas from Pajamagram. They're very alluring. They leave nothing to the imagination. I think the ladies in your life, if they're romantic and loving, they'll love the feel of wearing this. Order it today at Pajamagram. Here's what you do. You go to Pajamagram.com. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Pajamagram.com. Order these naturally nude pajamas and get a $75.90 free. That's it. Pajamagram.com. And when you get there, tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Come complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, December the 9th. Friday is upon us with Jay Kirshner going through combing the social media sites for all the latest celebrity gossip, things that are trending. And this thing about Celine Dion really has gotten a lot of attention. If you haven't heard what she has revealed about herself, we're going to reveal it here right after this. You run a small to mid-sized business that stayed open during COVID? If you did, listen up, because there's some great news. Government funds are available that reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021, despite the struggles with COVID. If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for up to $26,000 per employee at ReliefChecks.com. ReliefChecks.com. You heard it right. Up to $26,000. Per employee, go to reliefchecks.com, answer a couple of questions, and then the experts at reliefchecks.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this government program than the tax experts at reliefchecks.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and only get paid at the percentage of the funds they get to you. If you have 5 or more employees, let reliefchecks.com help you out. Up to $26,000 per employee. Visit reliefchecks.com. Big Barney to back it up. You know how a lot of times, Jay, the measurement here that I'm using are opera singers. The men and women who have the big voices, the operatic voices, have big bodies so they can seemingly back up what it is that they're pumping out. And Celine is very fragile, frail. She always has been, and she has looked, the last couple of years, I know I've talked about this a couple of times, she's looked really bad.
Well, the death of her husband has been difficult, no doubt.
Yeah. So anyway, she's now been diagnosed with what's called stiff person syndrome. Have you ever heard of that before?
I haven't. I didn't even know that this existed. It's
me
rare, it's neurological. Well, we know that she's been having these muscle spasms because she has canceled things here and there, and she's discussed the muscle spasms, but she says that this is a health issue she's actually been dealing with, or she's been dealing with health problems for a long time, and she wasn't ready to talk about everything because this is it's incurable and it's rare, and it's just, she got to a point where she has to fully focus on her health so that she is hopeful she can come back.
Yeah. It affects the central nervous system, says here, the brain and the spinal cord. Patients can be disabled, wheelchair bound, bedridden, can't work, can't care for themselves. Wow. This is pretty serious stuff. It's an autoimmune sort of thing that includes symptoms of hyperrigidity, debilitating pain, chronic anxiety, muscle spasms. I have a few muscle spasms from time to time, don't we all? But they certainly aren't violent like this.
They're not debilitating,
No, they dislocate the joints, break bones. Good God.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it's affected all of her life. And she has children, too. How old are her children?
She has three, a 21-year-old and 11-year-old twins.
Ah, okay. So, anyway, so she still has the two twins that are certainly under her care, although I'm sure she's got people that have helped in that department.
Yeah, she says that she is fortunate to have such a big support system that include medical personnel, her family, her children.
Yeah. Well, hold a good thought for Celine Dion. Lots of people are thinking about her and talking about her, so hopefully she's able to recover from this, because it doesn't look like a very pretty picture, in fact. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, if there's anything serious going on with your pet's health, be sure to speak to more than one veterinarian. Pet guardians are frequently loyal to their pet's doctor to a fault, not wanting to offend the vet by seeing someone else. Well, most veterinarians are extremely professional and will not hold it against you if you seek out another opinion. In fact, they may encourage it. If your dog's vet becomes annoyed because you want to get a second opinion, it's time to get a new vet. Your dog is a member of the family. If any other member of the family were ill and the doctor's advice wasn't adding up, wouldn't you find another doctor? You bet you would. Do the same for your four-footed best friend. It's only fair. And here's an important factor. Here's when to get a second opinion. Anytime surgery is suggested, I always recommend getting a second opinion. Anytime your dog is being treated for something and isn't clearing up like the vet said it would, a second opinion. And remember this, there are specialists in a veterinary field just like in the human field. So if you have a specific problem with your dog or your cat, check out a veterinary specialist in your area. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrink. Inflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A Colorado judge on Thursday unsealed documents involving drop charges against Anderson Lee Aldrich in 2021, the suspected Club Q mass shooter from a bomb threat back then, and vowed to become the next mass killer at that time. Prosecutors say the suspect's family members refused to cooperate with authorities, and one of the reasons the charges were dropped. On Thursday, Amendment 3 was officially added to the Missouri Constitution. It allows residents over the age of 21 to possess up to 3 ounces of marijuana and use recreationally. The Orion spacecraft is on its way back to Earth and will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego, 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. So far, so good. NASA's mission manager, Mike Serafin, says an antenna has been acting up, and that's the only problem so far.
The antenna is performing, but it has low performance.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right
Sandy
down Santa Claus Lane. Sing and blixing and all his reindeers pulling on the
rain. Your father and mother ever refer to Santa Claus as Sandy Claus, Jay, the youngster growing up? Did you ever hear Sandy Claus? I think it goes back to probably earlier in the 30s and the 40s when people referred to Santa Claus as Sandy Claus. Sandy Claus is coming to town. So you never heard that as a youngster growing up? We have no Jay. That's handy. Well, a little more technical unga-bunga here. Am I even being heard, James? Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing. Let's talk about Brittany Griner, who was released by the Russians. This became the number one story over the past 24 hours anyway. It was a one-for-one prisoner swap. She was held, as we all know, for a long time, months and months and months and months and months in Russia. Drug charges, but she was released yesterday in that prisoner swap for arms dealer Victor Bout, who is one of the baddest of the bad. Lots of people don't like this. Well, the people who are supporters of Brittany Griner like it. The people who realize how bad Victor Bout is, putting him back on the streets, if you will. The negotiations must not have been pleasant. given the circumstances, the Russians are not exactly enamored with us, and we're not with them. Biden doesn't like Putin. It's clear. And Putin, well, why, I mean, even getting involved in this under the circumstances is probably a tough thing. So anyway, the exchange took place in the United Arab Emirates. Five former officials saying the agreement had been reached a week ago. The White House said that the president spoke to Brittany Griner on the phone. The president was joined by the wife. Is she the wife? I guess the wife, right? Sherelle Griner. Vice President Harris was there. Okay, so all these people were there. She's safe, and she's on her way home to this guy we don't know about. Had a 25-year federal prison sentence, and the Russians wanted him back again because he's got lots of secrets. He also has done a lot of stuff to help the Russians. As we know, Putin's there's no love lost between him and anybody else in the world at this point in time. So, at any rate, I guess that we would consider to be good news, right? Under the circumstances, certainly is better than having it the way that it was. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach. Easy to use mobile app. Learn more about it at progressivecommercial.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
All right, 39 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program Friday. Jay Kirshner and Doug now focused on Senator Ted Cruz. Police responding to an emergency. His teenage daughter is apparently okay. Police called to his home for a medical emergency. This was all over the place.
This is heartbreaking.
Yesterday and last night. What, did she try to kill herself? She stabbed herself.
The reports just have said that there are no serious injuries, but they received a report that a 14-year-old with self-inflicted stab wounds to the arm.
Mm-hmm. So it's a family matter, and maybe that's the end of it.
And she's so young. This shouldn't be in the news.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason it's in the news is because the news media doesn't like Ted Cruz for his political realities. And one of the other things that's speculative at best when you look at something like this is, you know, what's he like as a father, given the fact that he's kind of a cuckoo when it comes to, you know, his political points of view, but that shouldn't affect her, might not affect her, even though it affects what people think. This guy may be the best father in the world. He may not. Who knows? And frankly, it's nobody's business. So I leave it
at that. And
her
privacy should be respected. She's 14.
I know. So why did I even mention it? I guess it's probably...
We can condemn the media.
Yes, okay. Those bad guys in the news media, at it again.
Leave 14-year-olds alone. It is important to also mention the Lifeline text 988, or you can chat with somebody at 988lifeline.org if you are dealing with something heavy.
Yeah, right. All right, here's that shooter in the attack on the gay nightclub out in Colorado. Apparently, according to the investigation, he opened fire right after going inside the building. He'd been awake for days and days and days. His name is Anderson Lee Aldrich, 22 years old. Killed five people, injured a dozen. Was wrestled to the ground at Club Q in Colorado Springs about a month ago now. His attorneys say he's non-binary, uses they, them pronouns. Does that have anything to do with anything else here? Is that part of it? It's kind of like
the storyline of the
anger?
The fact that he shot up a nightclub. People who are in the LGBTQ community. And his dad was even saying how, as a child, that they celebrated whenever he did, like, violent behavior or anything. And I think the dad even said something about something along the lines of, like, we don't do gay or something. So it probably adds to that storyline while still questioning motives. But he didn't even try to hide the fact that he had assault weapons when he was walking in. Like, he hadn't...
How did he get in?
...do some serious damage. What's that?
How did he get in, I guess, is the question.
He walked in.
Yeah, so why? But there were no people at the gate checking. Oftentimes these clubs have somebody, like a bouncer at the door. Something like that,
yeah,
or somebody check
what
ID.
Time this was? Because usually the bouncers don't start until a certain time on some places, because a lot of clubs that serve food, they welcome all ages until a certain time, just because they kind of like coexist as a restaurant in a way.
That's not a part of what I know. I haven't paid a lot of attention. This is kind of like one of those other things. What do we learn from this? What does the public, what do you and I take away from this? We already know that there are hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of people who are uncomfortable with gay people, and they think that this is the way to fix the problem by killing them all, which, of course, not only absurd isn't a strong enough word for it, it's insanity. And there's a lot of insanity, unfortunately. We were just talking about this with regard to the youngster, the 14-year-old, and what sort of mental health problems there are with teenagers. There are tons of them. There are tons of disoriented, disenchanted, they're estranged from their family and friends. They live in a world by themselves because of all these damn devices and the social media and Twitter and Facebook and TikTok and all this other stuff. So they live in a world of their own. And there are plenty of sites that are anti-everything you can find. Right? Look at all these Nazi sites that are everywhere, and they're not even on the dark web. And so you can't do anything to really control them. Twitter and Facebook, all these guys that run these things, they're happy to take you or I or Trump off because of whatever he says. And then but there's plenty of this kind of crap on these websites or on these social media sites that incites violence, inciting riots, whatever it is. So this guy is going to go to jail for the rest of his life, and that's what he deserves. But under the circumstances, what about the poor people who are dead because this guy didn't like people who were gay? Yeah? Who thinks, well, I guess they're, as I just said, maybe I'm answering my question with a question. Who thinks like that? Apparently, a number of people think like that. Let's kill all the gays. Yeah, right. Okay.
People can be so ugly.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's focus on that hero that was there who disarmed
Yeah, he took the gun away from him. Yeah, right, mm-hmm. Exactly.
The murderer. Let's call him what he is. Do you notice that they're always labeled shooters? Like, they're murderers. Yeah. They murdered people.
Yep. He doesn't deserve the time of day, frankly. We've given him a couple of minutes, which is more than he deserves to have. Let's talk about all of the media. Again, listen to me. It's not media. I just was talking about the news media. And now I'm going to talk about meteors. let's change the end here and get rid of my New England that I was stuck because it was easy for me to say media. Let's see. This week through the 17th, actually, did you see this? The meteor showers pelting the sky. The is it Geminid? I think that's how
Geminid.
You pronounce that.
Mm-hmm.
Geminid,
it looks like it's coming from the constellation of Gemini. And they haven't peaked yet, so there's still time to catch them.
That's why. Yeah, exactly. So clear skies, we have it here in New England. What is there? It's like if you're in the east, look to the east around 2 in the morning to see the peak. Look to the north. There's the Geminid meteor shower, but there are also the Ursids. From Ursula? Is that Ursula Major or Ursula Minor?
Mm-hmm. Ursula,
yeah. All right. So the new moon is coming up, next weekend, I think it is. So that'll...
We just had the cold moon, the last full moon of the year.
Right. All right. Well, it is cold. Here and there. Lots of cold, as it were. The folks at Apple, sued by a couple of women... say they were stalked using AirTags. So I'm turning to you right now for a definition of the AirTag product that they have at Apple, because I don't know what an AirTag is. I can imagine.
Things that help you track, like a lot of people use it for luggage so that they can track their luggage. This like viral stuff going around on TikTok of people tagging their own friends if they're going out for the night and they have a friend who's a flight risk. So that way they can locate their friend later. But people are using these for stalking. It's one of those things of if you are out and about, and as soon as you get in your car, check if there's any other Bluetooth items that are showing up. And if there's an AirTag that has been slipped onto your person somewhere, like in a pocket, or a lot of times they're putting them on cars, go to authorities. This is a way that people are not only stalking humans, but people are stalking cars. Because if there's a car they want to steal later, because so many people don't have garages.
Well, we're talking about the people who go into banks. Yesterday was people that follow people who go into the bank.
Yeah, drugging or something.
Yeah, right. What in the world is going on? There's the opportunity here. Social media or the devices have made life better, some say, but they're responsible for things like this. Which is certainly not pointing to a better life under any circumstances. All right, so here's something that will make your life better. Gentlemen, if you're interested in making your wife feel fabulous and you're interested in sort of a little hoochie-coochie-coochie-coo, here's something for Christmas from Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas. Somebody sent me a note and said, did you really have that much fun with this commercial? Because we played some outtakes for me trying to do this earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fun thing to talk about. And it doesn't leave anything to the imagination, for sure. Naturally nude pajamas. The lady in your life will love the feeling of wearing next to nothing. You can order them now. Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. $75 savings, great value. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you. Free gift packaging. So we all have a lot of things that we want to count on. Count on a great Christmas. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. Pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you. Woo-ha!
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break.
Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
This week at Staples, save 40% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 40% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 40% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 40% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Past the hour now. Doug Steffens, good day. Friday, the end of the first full week of December. And in our farm food and family focus, here's the recall of the day. Those of you who like advent calendars for the Christmas season, the company called Ferrero USA has recalled Kinder Candy. This is a possible salmonella problem. So they're the ones that are responsible for this chocolate advent calendar. The joy of popping has lots of chocolate, but it's day 10 of the Christmas countdown.
Russian roulette.
Yeah, right. Yeah, salmonella is the it's the least problematic E. coli, salmonella, listeria, but still something that will make you sick depending on your immune system, how your stomach and your gut work, that sort of thing. So if you have a an advent calendar from Ferrero, there's all kinds of barcodes. But the thing is, if you have one of these, just bring it back to the store. And is there a day we haven't had a day? I can't remember the last day we haven't had some kind of recall. So the prescription for fixing it, the way to fix it, is to bring them back. That's always what I'm going to tell you to do. Bring whatever the thing
every
is.
Time. Don't throw it away.
Yep. Most people recover from salmonella poisoning in a few days. You don't really need antibiotics. Your system just does its thing. Sometimes antibiotic treatment is recommended, though, if you have like the long COVID people, older folks with weakened immune system, youngsters, that sort of thing. I can't imagine that older people are going to be using these advent calendars, but I know we've had them around my house and my family forever. We had them. I remember having them when I was a child. Tony had them for our children, and our children have them for their children. They're kind of cool. Megan loves to get them. Yeah, they are. They're fun.
Yeah, Matt has one, but it's card.
Yeah, good. Yeah, where'd you get it? Is it just a big picture of something that might happen for Christmas Day, or what is it?
No, it's just an advent calendar that you pop the little things out for each day, and instead of candy, though, it's little toys. It's Hot Wheels. So there's like five cars, and then little objects and items to that can go with the cars.
Yeah, right. Today, we celebrate National Opal Apple Day. Say that 100 times fast. National Opal Apple Day. National Opal Apple Day. National Opal.
Rushed it.
Celebrating the taste of something that doesn't. The opal apple. Bright yellow appearance. Unique crunch. Sweet, tangy together. Cross between golden delicious apples and topaz apples. I like the crisp, hard ones, Macowans. Yeah, good golden and red delicious apples that are crisp. And
What are they? The Fuji and the Honeycrisp ones?
Yeah, those are good too. Yep, right, exactly. Who wants? I think that Macintosh is just kind of mushy, soft. Yeah. No. Those are good for pies and stuff. Anyway, opal apples are non-GMO. They're grown by First Fruits Farm. Wow, what a great name, right? We have the farm food family focus on First Fruit Farms.
Now say that one three times.
Yeah, say that one quickly. So did you know there are 7,000 different varieties of apples?
Opal apples.
Yeah.
I'm always shocked at how many apples there are until each fall we go to an apple orchard, and it's like, there really are so many.
So the only place you can get these opal apples, though, are to order them at First Fruit Farm, right? Is that you can't really find these in stores.
Explains why they have the registered
trademark. They're trademarked. Yeah, right, exactly. So I'm going to, now that this has been brought to our attention, I'm going to Google First Fruit Farms. Let's see. They go back to 1980.
Get a couple apples, take some of the seeds, and grow it on your farm.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. An apple breakthrough. Opal apples. And they are grown also apparently under the guidance of this farm in Europe now. Apparently there's an environmental benefit as well. And so maybe, you know, what I should do is maybe I should grow some of these on my farm. What the heck? That's what you need to do,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so there you go. Opal apples on the Food, Farm, and Family Report from First Fruit Farms. Okay, I think we got that one down. Yeah, and it's on Friday. So Friday's First Fruit Farms on the Farm Food Family. Okay, I got it. 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.